Hello, hello, hello. This is Greybeard taking over the first half hour of the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds every Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And July 20th, Colombia celebrated its Independence or Foundation Day. And last weekend, last Sunday, I was at a Colombian Independence Day celebration with some, I got to hear some great music. I'm going to play some of that for you today. In fact, almost the whole show will be Colombian. We got one reggae tune for an artist coming to the National, Barris Hammond. During my second set, I'll give away a pair of tickets to go see Barris Hammond at the National this Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. I'll give you the phone number now. 804-649-9737. 649-9737. All right, we're going to start out with one of the artists I got to see last Sunday, Colombia's Queen of Cumbia, and that would be Toto Mampocina, coming from the village of Tacagua, and that's in the middle of the Impulse River along the coast of Colombia, and she's a treasure in Colombia. We're going to hear a tune for her to start with. Then we'll follow that up maybe with some Joe Arroyo, and of course we'll get in some Fruco Esos Tesos, who are a huge influence in the music coming out of Colombia. So enjoy.
Thank you. de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así. Los años 1600, cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena, aquella historia vivió.
Thank you.
7.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Support for WRIR comes from the Maudlin Center at the University of Richmond. Ticket information and the Maudlin Center's complete schedule of events can be found at maudlin.richmond.edu. Scraybeard, the first half hour of our tribute to Colombia for Colombian Independence Day, which was on July 20th. That last one came from an artist who was a huge influence on the music of Colombia. Fruco Jesus Tesos has led Fruco, whose real name is Julio Ernesto Estrada, bassist and songwriter and arranger. And that's the music is being re-released on the Vampy Soul label. This is came off of the LP Tesora, when they were trying to get that hard gangster look and sound that was being influenced by. They were being influenced by people like Willie Colon. The singer on that one was Humberto Huengo Muriel, and we heard the first cut off of that El Vigerio. Before that, another singer who sang with Fruco, we heard from, get back in my playlist here, we heard from Joe Arroyo, and that came off a compilation CD 32, Kena Zos. And we heard a big hit of his, Rebellion, featuring the band La Verdad. And then we start out with the Queen of Cumbia out of Colombia, Toto La Pocina. And we heard the tune El Poro Mengen Guilino off of CD Oye Menita. All right, let's continue. What have I got for you? Let's go with play another older one, and we'll hear some newer sounds also. Here's one from the great Michi Sarmiento. Some cumbia sounds, a tune called Cumbia Raja. He's on the vocal and accordion.
Lleva bien el son, cumbia colombiana. día muy bonito, cerca de la bahía. Me acaricia la brisa salada que bota el mar Caribe. La gaviota se para cansada sobre del dividivi. Debajo del trupillo guajiro estuve chalando un día. Era un día muy bonito, cerca de la bahía. Una ola que iba y venía me contó maravilla. Me contó la batalla que tuvo el almirante Padilla. Debajo del trupillo guajiro estuve chalando un día. Era un día muy bonito, cerca de la bahía. Era un día muy bonito, cerca de la bahía. Quisiera pasear con mi novia la sabana guajira y también navegar noche y día por sus aguas marinas. Esta noche la voy a pasar debajo del trupillo, en mi guacha tendido en la arena. Debajo del trupillo, en tu brazo linda morena. Debajo del trupillo, debajo del trupillo, debajo nomás, debajo del trupillo me voy a acostar. Esta noche,
debajo del trupillo.
Good morning. Welcome to Richmond Airwaves Coffee. What can I get you?
Could I have the breakfast?
Oh, how about the
Mega Double Espresso in the morning with J-Pop and the Screed?
Sounds terrible.
All right.
Why not slow your vibe with our National Public Caramel Chamomile Tea?
No, I'm trying to wake up.
Wake up?
Then try our Southern Fried Country Pop Sweet Tea.
I think it's actually just beer.
No, I'm looking for freshness. Variety.
Why not the top 40 frappalot of the same music?
No, I want WRIR's Breakfast Blend.
Breakfast Blend? What's that?
WRIR's Breakfast Blend. A fresh DJ every weekday morning serves up their own individual mix of invigorating tunes. Weekdays from 6 to 8 on WRIR 97.3.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Can I have some? Good morning. Welcome to...
All right, that's enough. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio's Gray Beard, finishing up that first half hour of Colombian Sounds for Colombian Independence Day. The last one coming from Sexteto Manaru. And we heard the tune Bajo el Chupilo Guajiro off of Tropical's Classical Fuentes 16. And I believe that's off the Disco Fuentes label, and that is. And you can see the track list, by the way, by going to WRIR.org. Click the link under the Motherland Influence on the first page, and you can see what's been played as we go along. And then we had some newer sounds from Sidestepper, the tune Luna Lina, off of one of the newer ones, Continental. Michi Samiento es su Combo Bravo. Before that, the Cumbia Raja. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Dowdy.
All right. That's Luna Llena, full moon.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know, no problem. All right, let's hear some. Well, seeing as how Graybeard said that July 20th was Colombian Independence Day, I'm going to play a song I played before, just about every July 20th. It's called El 20 de Julio, or the 20th of July, from Grupo Galé.
Thank you. Es por eso que a nosotros alegría y tanta ansiedad.
Y barriendo voy por estas calles, y barriendo voy,
barriendo voy,
y barriendo voy por estas calles, y barriendo voy.
Ella vuelve a solita y ella vuelve a quiera que me llame vagabundo. Que el sol es grande pero no alumbra a todo el mundo. Me corre risa y que llorar. Me la paso todas las noches cantando lo que siento. Palabras necias de esas que se lleva el viento. Tú no volviste a llamar. Ahora sí, el que quiera que me llame vagabundo. Que el sol es grande pero no alumbra a todo el mundo. Me corre risa y que llorar. Me la paso todas las noches cantando lo que siento. Palabras necias de esas que se lleva el viento. Tú no volviste a llamar.
Recuerda que ella vuelve.
Ella volverá solita y ella vuelve arrepentida y no la tienes que llamar.
Okay, those last two are bands I would love to see live. That last one was a song called Sin Vergüenza from the group Nelda Piña y La Oa from the CD called Animal from 2015. Before that, we heard from Nancy Murillo, who is actually based in Paris now, but she's a Colombian singer. The song Barrendera from the CD Tia Yova, which came out in 2008. Support for WIR comes from the 9th Annual St. Elizabeth Jazz Festival on Saturday, August 5th, from noon to 7:30 at 2712, that's 2712 2nd Avenue in Highland Park. The festival features Richmond jazz artist Glenroy Bailey, Curvy Reed, and Alton Ailes, food trucks, a kids' zone, and more. More details can be found on Facebook and the web by searching St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Richmond. When natural or man-made disaster strikes, homeowners can take a variety of steps to keep their families and homes safer. These can be as simple as making sure you have working flashlights and a battery-powered radio. If the power goes out, turning switches off and unplugging appliances can prevent damage from power surges when it is restored. Planning ahead is important, too. Keep a supply of non-perishable food and bottled water, and make sure you have all of your medicines. For many more tips to keep you safe in your home during emergencies, you can visit the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes at flash.org. And in case you didn't know it, WRIR is the official radio station for Richmond's emergency services information. During an actual emergency, turn your radio to WRIR 97.3 FM for official up-to-the-minute information from the city of Richmond. All right, more music, más música. Vamos otra vez a Colombia with the Estrellas del Caribe from a new CD. Actually came out in 2016. CD is called Champeta Criolla de San Basilio de Palenque, which is the name of San Basilio de Palenque is the city in Colombia which in which the liberated slaves, or the escaped slaves, if you will, set up a fortress or a palenque, a big wooden stake wall, and kept the Spanish out and maintained their freedom. And it's been sort of a landmark in Colombia ever since. This is from their CD, Terapia Criolla de San Basilio de Palenque. We're going to hear the song off this one called Conchuzo.
Yo traigo
Son Palenque with the song called Chofao from the CD called Camanajes de la Música Palenquera. And Son Palenque was the group that actually started this kind of Palenque music, the Champeta Criolla, because on the big Pico sound systems in Colombia, people are playing African music, they're playing American music, they're playing American jazz, Latin jazz, stuff like that, Cuban music, Haitian music, but they didn't have any real Colombian music. There wasn't salsa, and this is African Colombian people, so they made up their own music, and they started this whole movement, which is where the group Estrellas de Caribe came from as well.